Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Mills round and round. I'll become a part of the Mars Mills experience by liking the fan page, okay? At the Mars Mills experience. Good morning. Happy Motivating Monday. Thank you for joining the Coffee Shop Entertainment Report this morning. The show will be a 30 minute show this morning, a little under 30 minutes, so still with a lot of information. But before we really get started, must send love and prayers and hugs to those that were injured and those that witnessed and the families of those that were murdered yesterday during the horrific another shooting spree at the Sphinx Temple outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin last night. We must continue praying for the peace to be increased and to stop the violence. Oh, my goodness. And so the gunman was murdered. So, wow, when it was really his story, reports have said that he's part of, you know, militia or a skinhead or something of that sort. But, my goodness, just horrific and just sad story. So, again, thank you. This is Motivating Monday, so we must be motivated and remain motivated. But again, thank you for your support. Thank you for your constructive criticism and feedback and the love that you share. So it's the Olympics. I don't know about you, but I've been tuned to the Olympics. Yesterday I watched the horses. What is that competition really called? And that was amazing. And last night, of course, was up catching the track and field events and the gymnastic events. Just amazing. Event. I did see Usain Bolt when he won the men's 100-meter run. I mean, if you blink your eye, you would have missed that that race. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to all the Olympians, the Williams sisters, Selena and Venus, and just everyone, Michael Phelps and Missy, all the Olympians and everyone involved from all countries also. I had a blast watching Kate in the audience each time the camera would get on her front row seat. Because, you know, I'm just in awe of Royals, period. And you all know I love Great Britain Royals, and especially Kate. So it was just amazing each time they would put the camera on her. So she was just definitely excited at the event. And I love watching she and with the clip I've seen of she and William. Let's shout out my friends in the UK also that have been keeping me updated also of what's been going on, the 411 in Great Britain. Shout out to Carl and to Sharon and to Perry Gorton. Well, he keeps me informed with everything Prince and just everyone. Pilly. Well, Pilly's not in Britain right now. She's having a blast elsewhere, I believe. Woho Films, you all know. Shout out to my friends in Australia and Japan and Turkey. And, wow, just worldwide. Of course, right here in Jacktown in Jackson, Mississippi, the Deep South, where kids are preparing to return to back to school. And happy birthday to those of you who are celebrating your birthday today. And all August babies. And those that celebrated yesterday, I know my cousin Rhonda White, and birthday was yesterday. Intended to call her, but I hope she's listening to the show. Longtime friend, a former classmate, assistant coach, basketball coach at Callaway. Chuck Wines' birthday was yesterday. And a host of my Facebook friends, online friends, birthday today. Mine, you know, I'm celebrating the entire month this year. Every once in a while, I like to recognize the whole month. I have no big plans, just appreciating my birthday, doing things that I have been putting off doing or things I've never done or things that once used to make me happy, enjoying myself, I plan to go to the Jackson. Well, of course, you are not kicked the month off checking out the Dort Night Rises, which is number one again, third week straight. And I see where there's a presentation going on at David's Planetarium called Money. I have not visited the planetarium since the 90s. And I said, well, that should be something good I do this month, go to the David's Planetarium and check out the presentation of Money. Saturday morning, on my birthday morning, I plan to go to the Jackson Zoo, and you all come and join me. Like, a lot of people that asked me to visit the zoo recently said they haven't. I know many of you have, but the zoo have always been a favorite place of mine, and I haven't been in ages. Like I said before, the last zoo I visited was the Dallas Zoo in 2005, and I look forward to visiting that zoo again and many other zoos also. But I have always been in awe with just nature and animals and zoos and museums, and we have so many awesome museums here in Jackson and in the state and nice places here in the state. So I can't wait to get a new ride. I can take road trips, and not only outside of the state, obviously, other places, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Tennessee, but to to go to places right here in the state of Mississippi. You also check out visitmississippi.org. And also for Jackson, check out Visit Jackson. Because if you've never been to Mississippi or been to Jackson, you really should visit Mississippi at least once if you've never been here before. And if you've never been, you may visit America, think about visiting the Deep South. You know, the Deep South is a beautiful, beautiful place. If you go to Florida or Mississippi or Tennessee or Alabama or Arkansas or Texas, I mean, the Deep South is a wonderful, wonderful place. Georgia, that's not the deep, you know, those are the southern states, but I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, in the Deep South. The Deep South is the Deep South. Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. Those are the Deep South states. But I don't want to go on and on because it's not a 2-hour show this morning, not even an hour show. But again, thank you so much for your support. And we will talk about Walk Off the Weight. I will briefly share tips from Walk Off the Weight. But I'm looking at an email that I received this morning. Also, speaking of the Dark Knight Rises, this is more like politics. And the president, his birthday was Saturday, so he's been having fun at Camp David. And what there's like a big birthday bash fundraiser planned for him next week, right? I guess when the first lady and daughters return. And but I'm looking at this email from DeadlineHollywood.com. I love that website. I love getting emails from them also. It's in regard to a big fundraiser that's happening tonight. Harvey Weinstein, Aaron Sorkin, and Anne Hathaway are co-hosting a Obama fundraiser tonight. And this article is written by Dominique Patton. And it states that the Hollywood heavyweights and their money will once again be out in force for President Barack Obama tonight. This time it's a $35,800 ticket fundraiser. Wow. At Harvey Weinstein's oceanfront, 8,900 square foot Westport, Connecticut house. Obama will be in attendance, a major donor to Obama's reelection. Weinstein is co-hosting an intimate dinner tonight for 50 guests, along with the Dark Knight Rises, Anne Hathaway, Paul Newman's widow, Joanne Woodward, and Aaron Sorkin, creator of HBO's The Newsroom and NBC's The West Wing, according to the Hartford Courant. Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour was originally reported to be co-hosting tonight's dinner as well, but it's unclear now if she still is or even if she will be there. The White House says Obama is expected to speak to the guests at Weinstein's house at around 5:30 p.m. after attending another campaign event in Stamford, Connecticut. Earlier in the day, the last time Obama was in that part of the country for some Hollywood cash was on June the 14th. A similar swanky fundraiser at Sarah Jessica Parker's house in New York City's West Village. That event was co-hosted by the Sex and the City star and Vogue's Wintour. Tickets that night was $40,000 per person. Obama has had some more marquee Hollywood financial help since then. On June 29th, it was announced that George Clooney would appear at an Americans Abroad dinner for Obama in Geneva on August the 29th. Earlier in the year, Clooney had raised a record-breaking $15 million for the Obama campaign with a dinner at his L.A. home with the president on May the 10th. Also on June 29th, there was a Gen 44 fundraiser for Obama, who was not in attendance at Soho House here in L.A. Well, they're in L.A., not here in L.A. I'm not in L.A. I would love to be in L.A. That event featured young Hollywood types such as Jared Leto. He's in the Deep South. He's from Bossier City, outside of Shreveport. He's a fave of mine. Olivia Wilde and not-so-young Hollywood types such as David Fincher and Peter Frampton, plus many more. Anne Hathaway's participation in today's event is the first time a Dark Knight Rises actor got behind Obama. On July 19, it was revealed that Morgan Freeman had donated $1 million to the pro-Obama Super PAC Priorities USA Action. I love Morgan Freeman. The Dark Knight Rises stars donation match one made to the same Super PAC by Bill Maher in February. Obama is expected to raise around $2.5 million today at the Weinstein event and the Stanford event. That one-day haul would beat the $2.2 million that the incumbent has raised in Connecticut so far for this year. The money raised Monday is to be shared by the Obama Victory Fund and the Democratic National Committee. Obama's Republican rival, I'm a big Obama fan, which all of y'all know, and I love the First Family, but, you know, Mitt Romney is who I am supporting and planning to vote for. Obama's Republican rival, Mitt Romney, received a Hollywood endorsement of his own from Clint Eastwood. That's what I was going to mention. Mitt Romney this weekend has raised $4.78 million in the state, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. After leaving the fundraiser at Weinstein's tonight, the president is scheduled to be heading back to the White House via New York City's JFK Airport around 7:05 p.m. And also, I hear that former porn star Gina Jameson is now also endorsing Mitt Romney. So that's amazing news. Clint Eastwood and Gina Jameson. But this is an amazing article, and I like the story regarding the big fundraiser tonight. So I felt that many of you would like it to be shared with you all. So I hope you don't mind me sharing it with you. And some of you that have those big dollars, they didn't say it was invitation only. But those of you that have those big dollars and can get to that fundraiser, I guess would like to get to it. So something on the tip of my tongue, and it just has slipped. Oh, okay. Regarding the conventions, you know, the Republican National Convention is scheduled for August the 27th to 30th in Tampa, Florida. And you all know the Democratic Convention is next month in Charlotte, North Carolina. But this story is in regards to the Republican National Convention. And I'm not looking at the email, but I received an email from the Republican National Convention. And if you're online friends with me, you've seen the information pretty much regarding how they're preparing the arena for the event, in that it's going to be prepared and just be like state-of-the-art ready for future events at the facilities where the National Convention will be held. So those that have concerts scheduled and other events scheduled at that venue, you all are going to just have like a state-of-the-art, awesome facility to play in or to present your events in. But today at 10 o'clock, the Republican National Convention will meet with the media at 10 o'clock. And media personnel, you all must have a state-issued ID. So if you're in that area, close to the area, and you want to know 411 regarding what's going on with the Republican National Convention, today would be a media, you know, like meet to talk with the media, to give the media an update regarding what's going on and how the Republican National Convention plans are progression, and also it's an opportunity for photo ops also. So some of you that might not have received the email that I received, you might want to know that, and you might want to visit the Republican National Convention's website also to get more information. But this is an email that I received, but I'm sure you can get the information. But you must definitely need to have your state issued. Regardless of credentials or whatever, you need to have a state-issued government ID with you to be a part of the meetup with media this morning at 10 o'clock in Tampa in regards to the Republican National Convention. You know, it's pretty much to let the media know what's going on and how the convention plans are progressing and opportunity, like I stated before, for photo ops also. So, this seems like this is going to be a fun gathering also. I still haven't heard anything from them regarding if it's okay for me to come. You know, because I would love to report and broadcast on the Southern Entertainment Report from there. But I received that information because when I received that email, I thought, they're confirming that I can, but I don't know. Maybe I need to check my email. They might have given me an okay, and I missed the email. Also, but, you know, there's their celebrity birthday today also. So happy birthday to actress Vera Farmiga, who turns 39 today. Kathryn Hicks, actress from Seven Heaven, she's 61. Stephanie Kramer, actress, 56. Faith Prince is 55. David Robinson, remember David? Basketball Hall of Famer, he's 47. Jerry Halliwell of the Spectre, she's 40. Ever Carradine is 38. And Salil Moon is 5. Actress is 36. And the writer-director, M. Night, I hope I say his name right, Shyamalan of the Sixth Sense, he's 42 years old today. Happy birthday to him. And he does look very youthful. And today on August the 6th in 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, that instantly killed an estimated 66,000 people in the first use of a nuclear weapon in warfare. Wow. That was a lot of people lost. And also in 1890, the electric chair was used for the first time to execute a convicted murderer at Auburn State Prison in New York. And in 1962, where Hussein Bolt represents, shout out to Jamaica and all my Caribbean and tropic listeners and any of everyone worldwide who listens to the show from islands. But Jamaica became an independent dominion within the Commonwealth of Nations in 1962 on this date. And in 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act. And let's see, you all can check out the Dallas News, or it might appear in your local news also, the American Press. In 2011, insurgents shot down a U.S. military helicopter in Afghanistan, killing 30 Americans, most of them belonging to the elite Navy commando unit that had slain Osama bin Laden. 7 Afghan commanders also died. And also, there's more regarding London. Dallas erupted in London amid anger over the fatal police shooting of a 29-year-old father for rioting and looting. Looting spread to other parts of the city and other inner cities over the next several days, leaving 5 dead. You all remember that? Some things you don't want to remember, though. But, definitely remember that also. And I hope you're doing good and exercising and stretching and taking good care of yourself. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm feeling good. My body's transforming. Still need to drop those pounds. So, you know, I'm not giving up. I'm eating the best as I can, but I definitely need to get on a strict, low-fat, high-protein diet. I definitely need to do that. So to do the exercising, I watch my portion controls. And, you know, this is something, because I approach it the same way when I was skinny mini and trying to gain weight. I just reverse it and looking at it and so on. But I'm taking my multivitamins and also taking iron vitamins and a lot of other, breaking unhealthy habits. Because we, most of us, know the good habits that we should be doing. So breaking unhealthy habits. So I still say I'm doing pretty good on my journey to becoming fit also. And that's what I'm looking at right now in a Diane West article. And I have not shared a Diane West Wise article with you in ages. You know, from Home Bistro. You all ever check out Home Bistro's prepared meals? But the article that Chef Noshe sent out today is about getting fit and eating right and calories and exercise. And so I'll share that with you in the near future. Because I don't want to get started on something and then we run out of time. But I pretty much give you a little rundown. He talks about the BMI index and how to stay focused on your goals and the importance of understanding calories. And that's my thing. I always want to understand calories and how to properly count calories. And he also focuses on the importance of portion sizes. And also how important it is to take a closer look at nutrition labels also. And one thing that Jorge Cruz and also Ty Mock too, Jorge always talk about how to look for those hidden sugars. Because, you know, I had to wean myself from sugar. And I'm surprised because I've been doing a good job staying away from sugar and sodas. I didn't quit cold turkey from drinking sodas. I drink sodas every once in a while. And you know what I do? I dilute sodas. Like if I drink a soda, I dilute it so it won't be so strong and whatever. I know. But I guess I will share a little something that he has in his this article, and it's about what is a calorie. And then I'll talk a little bit about walk off the weight, and then we'll conclude the show. What is a calorie? And also I want to shout out the Saints of Houdat Nation also for winning against Arizona Cardinals 17-10. Awesome way to start off preseason and start off this entire NFL season. So, yay, Houdat Nation. Houdat talking about beating them Saints. Who that? So, what is a calorie? A calorie is a measurement of the energy your body gets from food. Your body needs calories as a fuel to perform all of its functions, such as breathing, circulation, and physical activity. Calories in food come from carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Calories can also come from beverages that have alcohol. Proteins have 4 calories per gram. Fat has 9 calories per gram. Carbohydrates have 4 calories per gram. Alcohol has 7 calories per gram. So he talks about how to, he says right here, I'm going to start out this kind of calories and allow myself 500 per meal. So that is what the chef is talking about. He's going to allow himself 500 calories per meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with 500 left over for beverages, coffees, and snacks, and salad. So how many of you do or don't count your beverages as calories? And so remember to calculate what you drink and your salad also when counting your calories. So that's good to know. And he says that he wants to make this an easy and gradual change. So counting just calories will help him get started to fine-tune his plan. So this is the chef himself talking. And he said that having my calorie plan match nutritional labels would make my counting easier. And he states that, and help me understand the effect of what I choose to eat. And the chef also says, I can already see fat grams have more than twice as many calories as carb and protein grams. But he's a diabetic, and I'm not a diabetic, but I know some of you are. And I want to keep from being a diabetic. That's why it's important to live healthy and lose the weight. But I know people all sizes get diabetes. I would not want to come anywhere near 500 grams of carbs a day. Of course, anyone is different. So he goes on to talk about that and how important it is to pay attention to your general physical activities also in regards to burning calories. Like, for instance, when you're stretching, you lose 180 calories. Weightlifting, you can lose 220 calories. Walking, which we talk about a lot, and people successfully, you know, get healthier and lose weight, properly lose weight. And also light gardening, something that I do a lot, yard work and so on, something I'll be doing this morning when I get off the air. I'll be sprucing up the yard, doing some backyard work. So light gardening is 330 calories. Dancing, I need to start that dancing, going out dancing. 330 calories with dancing, playing golf. Actually, walking and carrying the club, you can lose calories. And the live streaming is going to discontinue within 60 seconds. So I hope that we're allowed maybe 10 more, a few more minutes where I can talk a little bit about walk off the weight. But if not, the show will be concluded. But, again, I thank you for tuning in this morning. Playing basketball, you can lose up to 440 calories. Walking greater than 4.5 miles per hour, 460 calories can be lost. Aerobic, you can lose up to 480. Swimming, 510 if you're doing slow freestyle laps. Running or jogging, 5 miles per hour, you burn 500. cycling also 590 calories. I just wanted to share that this information comes from DineWise, also a part of Home Bistro also, and Chef No Shade provided some of that information. But we're running out of time, and I wanted to share a little info from Walk Off the Weight, but I think I'm going to have to do that next time. But be sure to visit prevention.com and order your book if you haven't yet. Okay? So I'm saying if we're going to go off the air, or if we'll be allowed that extra time, if we're allowed that extra time, I can share a tip because I love the advice in that book. And thank you. And the tips and the reading overall is good. But then the tidbits and the tips that are shared within the book and throughout the book and the journal are awesome. So, but again, I thank you again for listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. And Michelle Stanton is the author of Walk Off the Weight, and I have invited her. I guess I need to follow up and invite her again to the program. And it's Walk Off the Weight. So I'm not sure about the show. Excuse me, I'm just trying to see if we're going to be allowed a couple more seconds, a couple more minutes or not, before I start to share a tidbit with you. Oh, because I think the last time I talked, I said I was going to mention more about treadmills, because we had talked about treadmills. Yeah, I remember when we talked about last time that we had a live broadcast. And the different treadmills that you can work out on. If you live in an area that gets lots of rain, ice, snow, or has more than a few days a year with high humidity and a heat warning, a treadmill can be a good investment in your health. In a University of Pittsburgh study, women who had a treadmill at home lost twice as much weight as those without one. You can expect to spend at least $1,000 for a decent treadmill, so make sure that you're comfortable on the model you choose. That means put on your walking shoes and spending no less than 5 minutes on several brands, testing out the speed controls, inclines, and other features. Here are some key things to look for. We're dealing with check out the motor, inspect the belt, the deck, control panel, handrails, sides, plus the additional features like cup holders. So, you know, it's easy for you to stay hydrated when you work out. Size means make sure you have enough space at your home for the actual model that you're considering. And handrails, they should be easy to grip if needed, but you don't want them to hinder your arm swing. And the control panel should be large and easy to read displays and controls that change smoothly without sticking or jumping ahead. And your deck, cushion ones reduce the impact on joints. Look for ample space on either side of the belt for sure footing when getting on and off the treadmill. And your belt should be at least 18 inches wide, and long enough that you can stride comfortably without feeling like you're going to fall off. And motor, look for at least 1.5 continuous horsepower for a smoother performance. You don't need to worry about peak horsepower. The motor casing should be far enough forward that you're not hitting it when you walk. Also, pay attention to how loud the motor is, especially if you want to watch TV while you walk, or if you have young children, you might be disturbed if you use a treadmill after their bedtime. So that is the brief, 411 that I wanted to share from Walk Off Weight from Fitness Director at Prevention.com, Director Michelle Stanton. But, again, I thank you for tuning in for this 30-minute broadcast of Motivating Monday. Again, I need to go to the T-Mobile store. I plan to go today to get them to see if my Android could be revived before paying that deductible to get new ones. So I think I will make it to T-Mobile early on, either tomorrow or the next day. So, and I need to go ahead and I've been having trouble installing my Skype. I have Skype, but I don't have it on my switchboard. So we can communicate via Skype in the near future. Excuse my voice. It's getting very, very raspy. But again, thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday, Cut the Track Entertainment Report. And I really appreciate you. And thank you. You can contact me via profile and also follow me at Pinterest. Pinterest.com, Cultureshock, KULTURESHOK, Beth, BETH. And also follow my Tumblr account also at Cultureshock, KULTURESHOKENT, Beth, BETH.tumblr.com. Okay? And you can connect to my other pages, Facebook, like the fan page, Cultureshock Inc. Report. Also, like the fan page. And those of you that I chat with and like to network with and like to network with me, thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you in the near future. So, again, thank you for your support. Shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staffers and also my cohorts here at Blog Talk Radio also. And remember, send in your PSAs. And if you're interested in advertising, please don't hesitate to let us know that you are interested in advertising. Okay? God bless.